Good morning, and as we say good morning, it is morning just dawning here at the Cape. The sun has finally burned through a big bank of clouds that rests over the horizon on the Atlantic. It was a rosy-fingered dawn, as the poet would have had it a few moments ago. Out at Launch Pad D, which we can barely see now because ground fog has miasmically sort of enveloped it for the time being at least, up atop the rocket there that stands on its own little launch stand, are the three men of the moment, the astronauts that have been up since 2 o'clock this morning, Alan Dean, Owen Garriott, and Jack Klausman, who are waiting for their big moment. The clock now says 5 minutes, 56 seconds to go. It's counting, clicking down. The launch time is 10 minutes, 50 seconds after the hour, coming up in just a few moments, of course. Let's check out now with Chuck Collinshead, the voice of the Kennedy Space Center, as he brings us up to date.
The Air Force issued test range for perform tracking plan of our passive flight, and of course the launch team here in the firing room. All reporting in at this time, Houston Flight just reported in that they are go for start of the automatic sequencer. The program director, William Schneider, also reports they're go for launch.
That's the situation.
Doctor Boyce Hopkins, the main doctor for this particular mission.
the second man.